Helen is the minister. What? Forgotten the post. Huh? Former? No, it's not former. She's still current. She's the MP for Ketekrachi or something. Yeah. I think. Get the right. Get write it for me properly, so that I introduce you. I've been to places where they have introduced me wrongly, and I was not happy. They said, Reverend Stimesa of the Evangelical. The wishes of the baby. I said, please, you invited me. Read my invitation well. Is it Reverend Steve? Is it evangelical? Is it evangelical? What is it? As I'm sitting, you are asking me questions. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word of God? We are continuing from where we left off. Is it last week? Last week. I preached last week, right? Okay. On why I should pray. And last week, I don't know where I ended, but I can recap what we spoke about. We pray for God's will to be done in your life. May the will of the Lord be done in your life. It's number what? K2. All right. Number 8. Oh, okay, I don't know. And then we pray again that God to what? Open your eyes that you may see. Say amen. There are many people who have eyes but cannot see. Helen Keller, a woman who was born blind, deaf, and dumb. Is it? No, I think blind or something. And she was asked to make a speech, and he said, the most miserable person on earth is the person who has eyes but cannot see. May the Lord open your eyes for you to see opportunities, for you to see good in somebody. May the Lord open your spiritual eyes so you can see. Say amen. We also said you must pray to escape untimely death. May you not die before your time. There is nothing that is more painful than for you to have, for there to be a husband and a wife and 4 children, and the husband is like the main breadwinner of the family, and then suddenly, without warning, he exits the world. It challenges the wife. It challenges the children. Are you with me? There are people who have been orphaned, and it's so terrible. They didn't come to their full age. A medical doctor in the UK, it's a very sad story. It's the saddest story I ever heard in my life. During the early part of the pandemic or the COVID, he was a doctor, he got infected, came home. He had invited his parents to the UK. His parents were like 70 into 80. And then he infected the parents, and they both died. Infected the wife died. Infected her 2 girls, and they also died. Very, very sad. I've never heard such a story before. May you not die before your time. The Bible said, we shall come to our grave in our full age. Anybody who has an appointment with death, I cancel it in Jesus' name. Anybody that people have planned for you to die before your time, may they die before their time. Anybody who has purpose that you will not survive this month, this week, this year, hey, may it backfire. Say, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 117 something. Say amen. So I pray that nobody, people who are above 90 something, going to 100, if you are tired of living, then you send for me or the apostle. Then we give you your last communion, pray for you to die peacefully. Say amen. And then you share your properties and remember the church when you are sharing your properties. Say amen. Hallelujah. But we cancel untimely deaths. The boy who was born for the Shunammite woman, died prematurely, and the Bible said Elisha resurrected the boy. Say amen. Today, I want to pray. I want to add one more. I think two. I'll do two or three, maybe. I'll do the restoration today. Yeah, but I'll do it well today. Pray for God to restore to you what you have lost. There is a coming restoration. Say amen. And I want you to look at the book of Joel, chapter 2, reading from verse 12. I want to show you something. Joel, chapter 2. The book of Joel, the prophet Joel, chapter 2. Where is my Joel? Okay, there you are. 2. Reading from verse 12. Verse 12. Therefore also now, says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious, say gracious, and merciful, say merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repented him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering, a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Verse 16. Is it 16 or 15? Verse 15, yeah. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bride chamber go forth out of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? So, before the restoration comes, the prophet Joel prophesied to the people and said, we the pastors should sanctify a fast among the people. We should gather them. We should assemble the elders, the people, children, because, you know, foolishness is in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it away far from him. Say amen. And sometime between December and now, beloved, you have done good things, and you have also done bad things. Am I in church or go somewhere? I said, between December and now, you have done good things. At the same time too, you have done bad things. So now that we are entering half of the year, you are fasting to repent from bad things. Say amen. The Catholics have a prayer I love very much. He said, forgive me my sins for what I have done and what I have failed to do. For what I have done and what I have failed to do. It's a Catholic prayer. It's a prayer of commission and omission. what you have done wrong and what you have failed. There are things you have failed to do. You were supposed to have helped a brother, but you failed. And it has been recorded as a sin against you. You are supposed to have Momo 100 cities to your cars. You didn't do it. It's a sin against you. Meanwhile, you went and gave your girlfriend 500 Ghana cities. It is a sin. It is a sin. Yeah, it has been recorded. So if you check your name in heaven, that sin has been recorded. Say amen. You hate a sister without a cause. It has been recorded. You told a lot of... How many lies have you... You've told a lot of lies since December till now. And all your lies have been recorded. All your fornication has also been recorded. What you have done and what you have failed to do. So now that we are half of the year, now we are saying, sanctify a fast. We should call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Gather them. So if you fail to appear in this fast, your sins are retained. Failure to appear in the fast or failure to fast means that your sins have been what? Retained. An ink cannot erase your sins. No eraser can erase your sins. Your sins can only be erased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. And the blood is only in this auditorium. The blood is not in your kitchen. It's not in your office. The blood is in this auditorium. Those of you say, oh, I pray in my heart. No, this particular fast, you have to be here. The blood is here. Say amen. But look at what the prophet said. He said, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. So what we are doing by advertising is blowing the trumpet. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, those that suck bread. Let the bridegroom go forth out of a chamber and the bride out of a closet. Let the priest, that means that nobody was left out in this fast. Those who have just married, those who are going to marry, you are all included in the fast. He said, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Say hallelujah. Beloved, anytime there is a fast is sanctified, and the Lord look on our fast and forgive us, then he brings restoration. Say amen. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. It's in the Bible. He said, my hands are not too short that I cannot save. Or my ears are not cut that I cannot hear. He said, your sins have what? Separated you from me. So for you to experience the benefit of the fast, you have to remove the impediment that is between you and God. Am I talking to somebody here? And in the Old Testament, you have to wait for 1 year for the priest to go to the holy place, wash his hands, deliver the holy place, and enter the Holy of Holies, carry the blood of a goat, and then cover over your sins. But today, we can all access the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, I I say this thing to you that he sinned not, but if he is sinned, he have an advocate with the Father through his Son Jesus Christ, who is the propitiation of our sin and cleanses us all. So this June is a period of cleansing, forgiveness. Those you don't talk to, be out in Ayaka, the person you are hating. So you see, you can sit in the comfort of your room and commit a lot of sins and go to hell. Say amen. So we are gathering the people. And after we have done what the prophet Joel is saying, now look at verses 23 of the same Joel. 23 said, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain. Say the rain. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I send among you. And everybody say, and. And ye shall eat in plenty. And be what? Satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. The word restore is to bring back, is to reinstate, is to modernize, is to recollect, the word restore is to bring the object to its original, which means that as you are seated here, if you have lost anything during the month of June, God will reinstate it back for you. To bring back. Not to patch, but to bring back to its original state. It means that if you lost money, you lost opportunity, you lost a business, maybe the pandemic affected your business and affected your customer. God is bringing back your original state in before the pandemic came. That's the restoration. A certain sister and the husband came to me. They brought a child for me for the name. They were believing God for a child for a very long time. And then we prayed for them, and then they had a baby boy. And they named the boy after me. So the boy is now 3 years. So they brought their 3-year-old to my house to pray for. Every year they bring the boy, because the boy is carrying my name. So I lay my hands on the boy. And the boy gave me an offering. They put an offering in the boy, and the boy gave it to me. Then I asked the wife, so how are you? How is business? He said, Reverend, I had large customers. I couldn't meet my orders. But during the pandemic, my customers went down by 80%. And I'm struggling to come back. And I said, this month of June is your month of restoration. So people have varying degrees of challenges the pandemic brought to them. But this month, the coming month of June starts from Wednesday. As soon as we step into Wednesday, you have entered into your month of restoration. Only those who lifted their hands shall be restored. Restoration of your relationship. Restoration of your finances. Restoration of the happiness and the joy that used to be in your home. You see, sometimes when you are broke, it brings annoyance to the relationship. Hey, couples, you are exempted from the fast. Go on honeymoon. Try the latest couple. Say amen. What was I saying? The what? When there is no money in the house, it affects the happiness in the house. Exactly. It affects the love. Even the love making is not sweet because you are broke. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. The car is broken down. Electricity bills are piling. The water bill is piling. Three of your children are at home because you can't pay school fees. And the pandemic has slowed your business. So you can't even come to church. You come to church, you come in shift. You come this week, the following week you can't come. And when you come, you are calculating your money. First offering, second offering, water offering. When they are raising offering, you are sitting. You or four people, when they raise offering, you are there to collect the envelope. But right now, you cannot collect the envelope like that. So when somebody comes to your house and he cracks a joke, a simple joke that you used to laugh, quack, 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 quack. These days, you can't laugh at the joke anymore because you are broke. A restoration is coming your way. The way you used to be happy and have money, some in your account, some at home, some under your bed. The Lord is reinstating your joy and the happiness. And all your children will go back to school. Are you clapping to the Lord or you are not? Are you believing the prophet's preaching? Do you believe in the preaching of your prophet? Believe in the Lord your God, and it shall be what? Established. And believe in the prophet, so shall you prosper. So I'm the prophet prophesying to you that all your years that things have gone down, all your years that you have suffered, things that you have lost, your car is broken down, but you can't pay fees, the Lord is bringing you back to the original state in which you were in. Your days of sorrow, they are over, saith the Lord. If you believe it, you say, I receive it. Say amen. Restoration. That is why, you see, yesterday when I woke up, Kato, if you don't have treated it, the Lord said, no, you didn't treat the subject well. So he gave me these scriptures to read them again and prophesy to the people because restoration is coming. But you must, look at it. He arranges it well. First, fasting. Two, repentance. Remove all kinds of impact. The impuka in your life, remove them. People you are not talking to. You don't talk to A. You, every day you don't talk to somebody. The beyond will be I come. You were a quarreling person. The beyond will be echo. The beyond will be I come. And I'm framing people. And you are blocked for 21 or four. So, the beyond are blocked. The beyond are blocked. You are going to even block the Lord himself. You are going to block God. Kakra, na you go on the block and you are blocking to a phone. Don't talk to me and frame me phone. Feel me line also. Abuaba. Repent from all those things. That I may sanctify you and restore you. Because some of you, as you look at, if you look into your life, you are going down like this. You are going down. You are going down every day. These are not working. People who used to give you contract, they don't want to hear. He said, grace has left you. Favor has left you. You are always annoying and you are a bitter person. You are a bitter. You are sitting in a church. You are bitter. Choir is singing. You are bitter. You are bitter about ushers. You are bitter. It's as I'm preaching, you are bitter. There's bitterness in you. Bitter against the government. Bitter about your life. A bitter person is poisoning his soul. You are breeding cancer by being bitter. Some hormones are being extracted from the walls of your intestines into your stomach. And before you have got cancer, you are not a happy person. You are not a happy person. Let go. Forgive people. Forgive him. Forgive government. And I was saying, me vote you. They are breaking the eight. Chidi Jonas. She fought. And so I thought that was to be me. She fought. It's not here. So, let God heal your bitter heart and restore your happiness. You are a happy person, but your wife or your husband has made you a bitter person. But there's no money, you are owing people. When you see the people calling, now we hear my show prekupe. When the people are calling, now you hear my show prekupe. When will I pay all this? This month, coming month, from Wednesday, is your month of restoration. I'm talking to 10 people. I'm talking to 20 people. I'm talking to 100 people. Who am I talking to here? Lift your right hand and say, Father, the month of June is my month of restoration. Second Samuel, chapter number 9. If you read from the verse number 1, you will see David coming into Lodebar, or coming to, I don't know where he came to, but he came, and look at what David said. Look at what David said. He said, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Next verse. And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called unto him David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan had yet a son which is lame on his feet. Are you there? He said, and the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodebar, a place where nothing grows. He said, dry and a dirty and a very frustrated land. Next verse. And then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodebar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness. I want to superimpose this scripture on somebody and say, fear not, for God is about to show you kindness. Put your hand on the chest and say, God, in this month of fasting, will show me kindness. Which area of kindness are you looking for? Your God can do it. Say amen. For Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat at my table continually. All the lands. Not some part. Not some of them are falling to the whatever. No. Every land that your father left for you, for which people have encroached, taken, and cut and built on it, I, David, the king, will restore all the lands. Restoration is coming into somebody's life. Never, listen to me, never say that in the good old days. Never say that. It's an insult to God. Your days ahead will be better than the days that is past. What you are going through is called temporary setback. They say, but don't allow to make you confess that I was better off in my day. Which days are you talking about? Is God a retrogressive God? Does God go backwards? Is God not able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think and ask, according to his glorious, mighty power that worketh in you? Am I talking to somebody here? So forget about, that is why the Bible said that the former rain and the latter rain shall be put together, and your vase shall overflow with wine. He said, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Nyama tutu me edidi wabra bobu. God is bringing them up. I never say in my good old days. Don't say that. Your days ahead, and let me tell you something, and your comeback will be greater than your setback. Your restoration shall become glorious than the days that the cankerworm have eaten. The cankerworm made a mistake by eating your local, by eating your farm. They miss their way. Because once you touch God's property, God is bringing back, restoring the years. So, in actual fact, you have lost nothing. I prophesy to somebody, you didn't lose anything, because whatever you lost is coming back in a more fashionable and more glorious way. Have you been fired from a job? Look at the next job coming. Has a girl left you? Look at the next girl who is coming. Has a guy dumped you? Look at the next guy who is coming. You think you have seen love? You are yet to see another love. There is love and love. The former is love, but the one coming is love. Do I have a witness in the church? Don't live a life of regret and think that somebody else treated you better. No. The one that the restoration coming, it will make your former old. Yeah. Now, he will come and chase you all over again. I didn't know it was you. Because why you fed? That's all I know. Are you there? So I don't want you to sit in church and think that God has failed you. God hasn't failed you. And God will never fail you. It's just that, look, there is good in the bad. And Yankupo onimia, oh yeah. It looked like a setback. But you are going to the pit. From the pit, they are selling to the Ishmaelites. Ishmaelites are selling you to Potiphar. And from Potiphar, you are going to prison. But from the prison, you are rising to the palace. And when you enter the palace and you look at your father's house, look at the pit, you say, it was good. I was taken from my father's house. All things, they work together for good. For them that love God and them who are called according to his purpose. Am I talking to somebody here? So restoration is coming. The guy who left you, it's painful, but laughter is coming your way. You lost a business, it's painful, but God knows from whence your next bread is coming from. If you made a mistake and that mistake led to your loss, now you have repented. You made a bad choice. You made a mistake. Say amen. He said, your father, who was kind to me, you see, people who have forgotten you will rise from the ashes of yesterday and come and look for you and show you kindness. God will put into the heart of people who have forgotten you. Are you there? Because why a pepe be a choma? Nobody knows, but it's still in the archives of God. I'm going to be preaching a message. I was telling Pastor Stanley, God has given me a message, Kato, in the month of June. And the title of the message is "The God Who Seeth in Secret." The God who seeth in secret. You see, why yeah, nobody saw it. But there is a God who seeth in secret. And he, the same God, will reward thee openly. When they are rewarding you openly, people are jealous of, but they didn't know that in the yesteryear you did certain things for God that was in secret. I'm coming with that message, part one and part two. I'm working on the message. And I was blown away the scriptures God gave me. I was surprised that there were people who did this for God, and God never forgot. After so many years, God remembered it. So some offerings be you gave, some pledge be you honored, that you feel that God didn't. It is all written in the archives of God. And the day the blessings will start coming your way. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. I'm preaching it this junior. When I finish this series, maybe next week I'll finish it. Hallelujah. Are you there? And the Bible said, they restored all Mephibosheth's land to him. Ziba and his men worked for him, and he ate at the king's table continually. May you eat at the king's table. May you receive restoration. Some people have lost lands to families. You have lost things. You have lost whatever. This flood has caused a lot of havoc, but restoration is coming your way. Say, I receive it 2 times. The next prayer topic is to pray for the power of God to rest on your life. You have to pray for the power of God to rest on your life. 1 Corinthians 1:18. 1 Corinthians 1:18. Look at it. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is what? The power of God. As you are hearing the preaching, power is being transferred to you. Are you following me? Yeah. But to them who are not saved, it's foolishness unto them. But to us, we are being empowered. There are people around you who are not walking naked. They are walking with things around their waist. They are walking with talismans. They have gone to consult shrines, voodoo, and things. Your own good friend has gone behind you to go and collect some power beam from some village. Yeah. So you too, you cannot walk around powerless. That is why when Paul wrote the letter to the church at Ephesus, in the verse number 10 and chapter 6, he said, finally, as I conclude my letter to the church at Ephesus, be strong in the Lord and what, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day. Nobody goes to a shop to buy an evil day. Nobody gets up in the morning and says, today, I want it to be an evil day for me. Have you prayed that prayer before? But people, put a scripture there, but people go through evil days. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Next verse. He said, because we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, but we are wrestling against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now look at the next verse. He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So, a bad wind can blow you, but you'll be standing. Something very unfortunate can happen to you unawares. But because in you is the power of God, you see that you are standing. And the people are wondering, how can this lady be standing with all that is going around him? It's because Christ, the wisdom of God and the power of God. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. You are not walking. Oh, yeah, flow. Oh, nanti. Adeja. Adeja. What does that mean? Naked. People, yeah. Ebia beonhu. Ebia numuniyama. Oma num ekwitre njunso. Ekwitre. Njunso. Oma num. Oma bese toa. Omwe di double double. Nkosia, eagle's egg, or Korean Nkosia. Ah, what two Nkosia? They were people super no. Omakofa no, Omanuya no. And I will tell you the boy who nya umbompire unchire kom umbompire. Why a weak? Fasting brings you into the power of God. Because one now for now on a namano, I know on Antiqua, I know what's this about. Wako miemian who baby. Yet the red oil in Kusia Afra, it is Gareno. No namano. He or she is working her way to the top, even though you are more qualified than her. You are working around. But you are not powerful. When they throw a dart, it affects you. When they throw wiles, it affects you because you are powerless. The Bible says, ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. The Bible said, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but power in the Holy Ghost. Say, I need power. Yes. So this the coming month of prayer and fasting, Lord, visit me with power. I need the power of God. I receive power. So that when something, a bad wind, a situation comes, I can stand. Because your standing is the standing of your family. When you fall, people run away. Because it is your light that is shining on their dark corridors. Now, who talk for man? How would they survive? So, you who is the head of the family, you are the king, the priest, and the prophet. You cannot be weak. And you cannot be going around looking for people to pray for you, people to be powerful for you. You must be powerful yourself and say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I cover this whole house with the blood of Jesus. I come against principalities and powers and wicked spirits and enchantment. People who are trying to enchant against my children and demonic witches from my village who are trying to visit this house. Father, I step in the blood of Jesus and I close all my doors with the blood of Jesus. What are you doing? You are exercising authority. You don't need somebody to come to your house, come and pray for you. Pray for yourself. You have the word of God. And fasting and prayers, you see, when you fast and you pray, you develop power. Say power. Yeah. That is why I don't like a preaching that weakens you. I don't like preaching that makes you nothing. Because some of us, the pastors, we have preached and put fear in our members. That the members have no confidence. That until we pray for them, that nothing is appreciated. Say, yeah, offerings. It's a lie of the people from hell.
we have controlled the people, manipulated the people, tried to let the people there, they are weak here. Yeah, man, we have bewitched our members. That the members have no more confidence. We have made the people depend on us, the pastors. Unless I step there, nothing is going to happen. My membre fear. Na mi duwa ko takasa katakata. Ko takaya kaya baya. No du fiwa. E se o create atmosphere of fear. Koko ko. Kasha kaya kata baya. Kaya baka. Mosi bathroom no eh. Mumami oil. Kata, kata, kata. And then, I'll call you a bathroom wound to be here. It's the same Lord we are calling on. And the same God is rich unto all who call upon him. Is rich unto all. So enter your own bathroom and anoint the place. Anoint your gate. Plead the blood. Because you have the power. The God that you and I said, the Bible said, come boldly into the throne room of grace that you may find help in time of need. He didn't say, pastors and deacons, come first. Come first. Mama, can you do baby? No. We should all come boldly into the throne room of grace and obtain mercy. These 30 days, say amen. God is the ruler of your life. You become very powerful. And when you are praying, beloved, listen to me. When you are praying, be confident that God is hearing your prayers. Be confident that your prayers are being answered. Be confident that you are a child of God. How many of you have children? Show by hand. How many children? Two. How many children? Three. How many children? Two. Now, what are the names of your children? The names of your children?
Jason and Louise.
Jason and Louise. So you have two children. Get up. A tiny girl like you have two children. How old is the firstborn?
5 years.
You have a 5-year-old? Get out of here. And the second one is what?
3 years.
3 years. Do you love one of them and hate one, another one? So as a mother, you love all your children equally. Yes, sir. So is God discriminating, loving others and hating others? No. As we are in this room, does God love me better than he loves you? No. He loves us all the same. The only difference between you and I is because I have more confidence when I'm approaching God. My confidence level is higher than yours. That is what sometimes makes you look as if I'm more powerful than you. But I'm not more powerful than you. We are all powerful. We are all powerful. God does not discriminate among his children. You get up and you go to work. Me, I get up and I'm praying. You see, you get me, I'm full time. So it makes you look as if I am better. No. Because that is also my ministry. So the Lord loves all. And hears all prayers. And guess what? Answers all prayers. So I'm not here because of my certificate carrying a special. They just say, Mambawa mbebompaya. It's not true. It's not true. We, the pastors, have manipulated the people. Pastors. She said, Bibi, Kasa. Stand in your house, hold the hands of your family, and pray together as a family, and the God of heaven will answer your prayers. Say, I receive the power. Jesus' name.
the kind of time I have for God, sometimes you don't have that time because I'm full time. You are part time. So obviously, it would appear to you that God hears me more than you. But it's not true. He hears all of us. I mean, people come and tell me that, Reverend Steve, you know, remember when I came and I said, I needed this, and then you pray for me. Oh, God has done it. It is not my prayers that did it, per se. We all pray to God, and God decided to show his mercy. We all, because before you came to me, were you not praying to God? So I just added my voice to your voice, and God answered. It doesn't make me special. Say amen. Yeah. God heard you. And when, you see, when they are, you know, I have four children. My last born is called Debbie. And when my children are asking me something and I'm not listening, then they tell Debbie, call daddy, go get daddy, because you are the last baby. Daddy listens to you. I listen to you. So you see Debbie calling me. When my daughter calls me, say, daddy, we love you. When I hear we love you, I say, hey. Daddy, we love you so much. I said, Debbie, say what you want. I know that Steffi has put you to this. What is it? We want to go to this place and we want you to send us some money. You see, but the fact is that if my eldest daughter asks me the same thing, I will feel drag. But the fact is that they need it, I will send the money. So asking Debbie to ask me doesn't make it any different. Say amen. But they feel that the answer will come very quick if the last one asks me. Which is true anyway. Say amen. The approach, she has a sweet spirit. She's my last born. I don't joke with her. Yesterday, she graduated from college to high school. I was in there. But that is why Mama Jane is here, because she has to go to the school and represent us. Say amen. So I'm here preaching. Hallelujah. Lastly, we pray for open heavens. We pray for what? Open heavens. The month of June is your month of open heavens. And when the heavens above your head is open, brother, favor comes down. Grace comes down. Blessings come down. But when your heavens are shut, you will struggle. And your struggle is endless. I pray that these 30 days of prayer and fasting, God will give you open heavens. Luke chapter 3, my favorite scripture. Luke chapter 3, 21. Luke 3, 21, one of my favorite scriptures. Look at it. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. Now, when all were being baptized, Jesus, which means that people are doing certain things, people are into certain things, and you also are doing the same thing. But the difference is going to be that you will be praying, and your prayers opens your heavens. Look at the next verse. And the Holy Ghost descended in the bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. Say hallelujah. So, people have opened saloons, and you also open the saloon, but you are adding prayers to it. The heavens will open on the saloon. People are doing architectural work, and you also doing the same thing. People are opening their own companies, and you also opening your company. Everything that people are doing, you also doing it, but you are adding prayers to it. The heavens will open for you. Say amen. People were being baptized. Jesus was also in the queue being baptized. But when Jesus was in the queue to be baptized, he was praying. Others were just moving, but he was praying. That is why the month of June will come. People will be praying, and some people in this auditorium will be silent. He's in his office, he's punching computers, he's calling friends, he's calling whatever. He has even forgotten that we are fasting. Early in the morning, 6:45, munching koshana mami. Afe monfa lemon kakrengu koshana so mami. And afe so munye lemon tea. Na ink in tim kakrama mwai. Me ba se siya. 6:45, you are drinking tea and eating fried egg. As soon as the egg got, it didn't have a fast no. Oh, Reverend Steve, Reverend me refi. Oh, no. I forgot. Okay, yes, day one, a trim. Day two, we send refi. And day three, refi. Just say, wash your dana, refi. But others are fasting up to 12, praying, hoya baya, hoya baya, hoya baya. The heavens will open on the person praying. Some people are going to, listen, some people are going to fast all the 30 days and appear here all the 30 days. There are people, when they start for fasting, I have a friend here, he's a lawyer, a very nice, beautiful lawyer. When we are fasting and it's 40 days, all the 40 days is here. And he's here in his bank uniform, his law uniform here. He has wife and children. He closes from work and he comes in his uniform and he's praying. The speed of a man is depend upon what is chasing the person. When something is chasing you, will you be slow? Yeah. There are people who will be here fasting, praying. And there are people who will forget. They will eat heavy akpiliji in the morning, bonsu in the afternoon, banku in the evening, garlic plant in the afternoon. Yeah, they will be eating. When I see you, I realize that your cheeks are very rosy, very smooth, very nice. Oh, you didn't fast. I am diabetic. I need to eat. Yeah, so are also other people who are diabetic. So manage yourself. At least go up to 12. Pregnant people are excused. Pregnant women are excused. People, but they should be praying. People on heavy medication should be praying. Not all can fast 30 days. People have so fast here, they need children. I don't know, sir. And your Reverend Steve say I'm fasting. I didn't mean to me. Chinchina, I mean fasting. The man, the metal cry, Ukraine. I said, I'm not saying, and whoa, Michelle. No, baby. Now, what for man? And some people, when they are coming from work, they are coming through the gate. Why? Because he's fasting. Fast with joy. Fast with happiness. Fast and know that your fasting and prayers are working. God is working behind the scenes for you. Doors are opening. Restorations are taking place. Your heavens above your head is opening. Don't fast to impress. Don't fast and look frail. Don't fast and tell them. When people are talking to you at the office, no one you will No, I'm fasting. I need some peace. I'm fasting. Fasting back. Ouch. Blow nose. Why? Fast and be normal at the office. Fast and go about doing your work. Fast and be happy. The Bible said, anoint your face. Well, comb your hair. Look smart. Meanwhile, you are fasting. Your lunch mate. Hey, now don't call lunch. Oh, me care. I didn't make a for the next 30 days. They're moving call now, whatever. But you are happy. You are bubbling. Then 2 o'clock, if you feel hungry, get some plantain. Get something to eat. Don't faint in the office.
God knows your heart. Don't faint. Now I feel young for papa. Yeah, papa. Yeah, who? He said, what's going on here? Sister Joy, oh no, fast here. What collapsed? One guy fainted in the office. So he fainted. He was fasting and fainted. Then they came. They were using papa. Some said, pour water on him. Some said this. Some said, take him to the hospital. Then some said, oh, let's give him something to eat. Hear what this guy is saying. Listen to this mess. May God help us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we stand on our feet, please? Deuteronomy. We are praying. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. This is your prayer topic for today. The Lord, say the Lord. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure.
Yes, Lord.
The heaven to give the rain.
Yes,
unto thy land in his season.
Thank you.
And to bless all the work of thy hand.
Thank you.
And thou shalt lend unto many nations.
Jesus.
And thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the voice, unto the commandment of the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
And so you are praying that the Lord will give you open heavens.
Jesus.
Will bless all the work of your hands.
Yes, Lord.
That the power of God will rest upon you.
Jesus.
That the Lord shall restore to you.
Yes, Lord.
The years that the locusts have eaten. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
As I lift my voice to pray.
As I lift my voice to pray.
Let the grace of restoration.
Let the grace of restoration.
Fall upon me.
Fall upon me.
Let the power of God.
Let the power of
rest
God
upon my life.
Rest upon my life.
Let the heavens above my head.
Let the heavens above my head.
Be open.
Be open
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Shall we pray right now? Shayo
Shia Telikopinai Frando Sheliguhasta Rasete Kolivadimas Ipalena Zotrakuna Ikopalea Zuete Falibadush Ikatrano Remono Japana Ikrade Salifenas in the name Jesus. Let the heavens over our heads be open, O God. Litali Bahatias Rane Ivan Naza. Let thy power Rakula Patea Refesta Cruasis Isolene Salova Ivane Iko Shana Randa Baha Zietala Rantecona Ipalema Zuata Yefene Mehe Ikole Branditasa Rene Koya, Alena Namazaye, Ivele Fano, Frenesai, Razua, Ifrasa, Rene Levede, Ganibalas, Chilevedeya, Imano, Yelevalas, Ite Kada, Rane Kaisa, Rapala Nanada, Ikala Nada Katera, Rante Tarasuta, Itre no Kopeliba, Ebayo Sata. Let the power of God enter our spirits, enter our soul, enter our flesh. Let the heavens over our heads be open perpetually. In the name of Jesus, live on Isaiah, restore unto us the years, restore unto us the months, restore unto us our families. Restore dignity, restore glory, restore service, opportunities, open doors, restore relationships, restore love and peace in our homes. in our marriages. And see a Helena, restore, oh God, investments, capitals, Rasuna Baha, Ibrahim Tayo, Ibrahim Mada, find out my brethren, restore in that order.
I decree and declare upon your life.
Jesus.
The month of June.
Yes, Lord.
The month of fasting.
Yes, Lord.
Shall be a month of restoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
Restoration in any area of your life.
Yes, Lord.
What you have lost is not lost.
Jesus' name.
What you have lost is coming back.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for you that in these 30 days, as we start on Wednesday, may the power of God rest upon your life.
Jesus.
You will no more become a weak Christian.
Yes, Lord.
No more will the wiles of the devil affect you.
Jesus' name.
These 30 days, yes, starting from Wednesday,
yes,
may your heavens be open.
Jesus.
Job opportunities.
Yes, Lord.
Blessings.
Yes, Lord.
On the left.
Yes.
On the right.
Yes.
In front of you.
We receive.
Wherever you go.
We receive.
Heavens are open for
you. Yes, Lord.
Your prayers and fasting will bring you open heavens.
Jesus' name.
When Jesus had finished being baptized, the Bible said, and he went into the wilderness and fasted 40 days and 40 nights in chapter 4. So we are declaring that these 30 days, Jesus, will bring you open heavens, yes, in Jesus' Lord. Name. Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a mighty hand, somebody. We've got some 3 minutes to close. And so within these 3 minutes, we'll do a few things. Maybe we'll close like 35 or something. Number one is to receive our tithes, our seed faith, Thanksgiving. Those of you who normally come for birthdays and things, whenever they are going to pray for you for your birthday, don't come with an empty hand. Every time, look for a Thanksgiving. God has added one life. You are traveling or something, take an envelope and say, Lord, today is my birthday. Then you are carrying it. And when they finish praying for you, then you leave it at the altar. That's from next week, that's how it's going to be now. Anybody coming for prayers for your birthday, carry a Thanksgiving with you like this. And thank God for your birthday. Thank God you are traveling, you come back. Thank God.